Hey guys, back again with another movie review audio boo. This one for Joe Johnston's latest creature feature, The Wolfman.
It was 25 years ago that my father found him. He was torn to pieces and half eaten. Whatever did it was big, and buckshot couldn't kill it. After that, my father went home and cast silver bullets. Leave the house on a full moon from then on.
Lo and behold, prodigal son returns.
Hello, father.
You've come for the funeral.
What happened?
Your brother's body was found in a ditch, deep and torn to pieces.
If there's anything you need, please let me know.
I want to know what happened to him.
Francis Abeline, Scotland Yard.
So yeah, that is one of the theatrical trailers for Joe Johnston's The Wolfman. Okay, let's just get down to the nitty-gritty. Acting, story, visual effects, all that stuff. Acting-wise, overall, it was a bit of a disappointment. I didn't expect much from this movie to begin with. Didn't really get anything to me. But I would at least assume that the actors would be more interested in their material than I would. Benicio del Toro, in the title role of the Wolfman, he looks totally bored the entire time. Like, I can't really call it bad acting, because he wasn't even trying to act. He was just like, what's the script? What are my lines? Let's just do this thing. I guess he seemed more interested in being the Wolfman than he did being a human. Totally bored throughout the whole movie. No chemistry whatsoever with Emily Blunt, and barely any chemistry at all with Anthony Hopkins, who plays his dad. Now, Anthony Hopkins, on the other hand, looked like he was having fun. He probably knew that he was in some shit movie and decided to just have fun with it. You know, hey, I'm getting paid. Might as well just goof off while I'm on screen. And Anthony Hopkins looks like he's just having a ball playing a crazy old man whose son happens to be a crazy wolf. Now, Emily Blunt's character, okay, I guess this is probably more of a script problem than a acting problem, but I had no idea what she was doing in this movie. She didn't look that interested either in the source material, but then again, I had no idea what she was doing in this whole movie. Like, I know she's supposed to be Del Toro's love interest, but I had no idea what that story was, and nor did I care. About 15 minutes into the movie, I stopped trying to figure out what the story was. Anyway, something about Del Toro, he grew up in America, now he's back in England because his brother got eaten by a wolf guy. Who knows what all that stuff is about. Now, the story in general, again, to reiterate, this is a loose, paper-thin story. There's barely any story here. This is just an excuse to have the visual effects guys go nuts and have a wolfman run around, tear up a bunch of people. But on that front, the visual effects, they're not so bad. Some of the blood looks pretty fake. Actually, a lot of the blood looks pretty fake. And the wolf makeup itself and the actual wolfman look pretty good. There's a scene where the wolfman goes nuts in London, maybe an homage to an American werewolf in London, who knows. But that was actually a pretty fun sequence to watch, and also pretty violent. This movie is rated R. I actually totally forgot about that going into it, and was taken aback a little bit by a lot of the violence. But overall, Wolfman is pretty much what you'd expect. I can't say I was disappointed. In fact, in a lot of ways, I thought it was better than I thought it was going to be. There are some sequences that were a lot of fun, especially the London stuff, even though the story didn't really hold up. That whole section in London made no sense to me. But overall, not the worst movie ever made, but it's certainly not the greatest. And it also makes me worry for Joe Johnston's next project, which is the first Avenger, Captain America. Most of his movies have been kind of subpar. Jurassic Park 3, this movie, even Jumanji on later watchings. I don't think Jumanji even holds up very well. Rocketeer is considered his best movie. It's been years, probably a good decade and a half since I've seen it. So I guess I'd have to watch it again to, I don't know, pass final judgment of that movie. But yeah, I don't know, who knows, maybe with Captain America being a much higher profile movie than any of his other movies, hopefully this will be, I don't know, his one saving movie, but kind of makes me worried for it. So hopefully Captain America will be good, because this, not that great.